This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, if you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Thank you for making us again the number one radio show during this time across the boards and to over 100 affiliates in the United States of America. I have with me right now, live from the Minnesota State Fair, my beloved wife. Are you there, Peach?
Hi, Annie. How are you?
I'm doing good. Now you called me, honey. Okay, now we're getting somewhere on this thing. Listen, folks.
Yeah, you're too formal.
That's okay. Hey, let's be real. That's the bottom line. There's no formality here. We are who we are. How's it going down there at the Minnesota State Fair, first and foremost today? It's Saturday, so I can imagine there's probably a lot of folks going in and going out.
Yes, there's a lot of folks here today. If you can hear by the sound of my voice, I'm already losing it. And this has been only our third day here. I guess Thursday, the opening day, was a record day for how many people showed up. But we're doing our thing here. You know, we're giving people the truth. And I like to say to people, you know, not everyone's going to set foot inside the church walls or a patriotic meeting or a tea party. But people come to State Fair from all different walks of life, whether or not they are, you know, Muslims, Buddhists, Hindus, atheists, God-haters, partiers, teens, young, old. And we're here presenting them with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. So it's nice to be able to be a light in a dark place, and you're not going to find, literally there's not another booth out here like really preaching it, really giving people the truth, unashamedly preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we're giving out gospel tracts, we're witnessing people, are getting the message, the t-shirts, the CDs, and we're also letting them know about our radio program, which is nice. It's people who really want to hear the truth. They come up to booth and dine, and they're preaching here, and it's like, oh my goodness, you are going to love Bradley. You're going to love the radio show. It's another way for people to hear about us, and then spread the word. And that's what we wanted to spread the word, and that's here.
Now, just do me a favor and do the listeners a favor, for Stephanie. Paint the picture. What's happening in front of you right now, just from you standing in the booth? How many people are walking by you in front of you right now?
Well, I'm actually behind the booth while I'm on the interview here with you, but in front of the booth, there's literally thousands of people that walk by. Jump out and you grab their attention. Now we grab their attention as we use pink and blue optical illusion gospel tracks. And we say, hey, I'm going to put a smile on your face. What color is this? And what color is this? And which one's longer? And we begin to engage them in conversation. And then we let them know, hey, this is what we are. We're a nonprofit organization. We're speaking the truth. We speak to Tea Parties, churches, schools, you name it. We got a radio program. We kind of get them all gathered. And for some people, they're like, very cool. And you can tell people that engage with you right away. I like to show them one of our t-shirts that we have. It says, what's the price of your freedom? Ask a veteran. You flip it around. It says, what's the price of your redemption? Ask the Son of God. Because we know both the blood and freedom is not free. And you can kind of tell what kind of person you're dealing with after you show them that shirt. Either they agree with you, or it's kind of
right.
Like, oh, you know, their eyes glaze over. And it's like, yeah, no, for that. I had a lady come up yesterday night, was explaining to her that we're Christian. She's like, oh, well, like, I got into that, and I was like, you know what? Here, let me give you Bradley's, you know, testimony book. Did your whole life story in a little compact book. So I gave that to her, and she was like, I will read it. Because I think people think of a certain thing when they think of Christianity. They think of Christianity, yep. Think about Christianity in general. And they kind of like,
well, let me stop you right there. Let me stop you right there just to prove the point. How many other Christian organizations are inside the Minnesota State Fair right now that are effective doing the same things that we are now doing? Folks, you got to understand something. We're doing what God commanded us to do. We're doing what nobody ever took the time to do on our behalf. And that's why it's so important that we are doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving ourselves. But how many other Christian organizations, Stephanie, are out there doing the same thing that we are year after year? We've been there for 13 years now. How many have you seen?
There's one Christian organization, Letars, doing what we're doing, really bringing forth the gospel message as boldly as we are.
Is that the church, Stephanie? Is that the church that's set up there that's been there for 60 years and it says come in for prayer? And instead of going out and seeking and saving that which is lost, they have a sign on their door, friend, saying come in for prayer. Give me a break. Jesus went out and about. He was on a circuit. He was going from city to city preaching to the people. And now they've resorted to, instead of going out to them, they're telling you to come to them. That's completely contrary to what we're called to do. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I was getting to that. They have a church booth. You come to them for prayer. Well, goodness, like you said, Jesus didn't stay in a building. He went out in the highways and hedges and did what he did all over the place. It's interesting because I saw a fellow the other day, and he was wearing a shirt because the church has left the building. And I'm like, exactly. We are to leave the building. We are to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. You know, Jesus didn't stay put. He went out and preached to the multitudes. And we have to demonstrate our Christianity. Christianity is not in, well, I go to church and I'm in my own clicky group and I don't leave it. Christianity should be, I go to the barracks to get myself recharged and filled to go out to the battle and do it again. And we're not seeing that. We're supposed to be soldiers of Jesus Christ. And we see a lot of people who are afraid to stand for their faith. They don't want to send anyone to speak out. Well, that's not us. We are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, but it's the power of God and salvation to everyone that believes, and that's what we're doing here, and that's our message. So I would encourage any of our listeners who are listening to stop by our booth here at the State Fair, support what we're doing, and also, if you'd like to volunteer and be encouraged, really take your faith and your walk to a new level, this is definitely a way to do that.
You know, and it's sad to say, friends, especially those that are not in the state of Minnesota, when it comes time to answer that request, if you'd like to get out there and work with us at the booth, you know, I can support you, but I got other things to do. You need to understand the parables that Jesus gave unto those that were called to the dinner. And the Bible says that they begin to make excuses as to why they didn't. And what did the Lord say unto them? He said, cast them in to the fire because they're unprofitable. We need to understand what the Bible tells us, friends, because there is no gray area there. And keep in mind, these are not suggestions given unto us by the Son of God. They are commandments, period. I understand that you got a little man there. He's 8 years old, and we call him Kwachi. Can I talk to him really quick, please?
Sure, I'm going to put Kwachi on the line. Hold on.
This is my son out at the Minnesota State Fair, and he's handing out tracts as well. Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing good. Are you having fun? Is there a lot of people?
Yes.
Are you telling them about Jesus Christ and how he died on Calvary for the sins of mankind, and he shed his blood as the remission of sins on our behalf, and he gives unto us the Holy Ghost to empower us to be about the work of his hands and order our steps and establish our thoughts and doing the same things that he did?
Yep.
Okay, good. I just wanted to make sure. Can you tell me one thing that's really cool that happened at the Minnesota State Fair today? It's my 8-year-old son, friends. Go ahead, real quick.
Oh, cool. What happened to the chicken?
That's enough.
Oh, I think he's talking. Okay, honey, I got to take a hard break right now. Thank you, Stephanie. Thank you, Christian, for calling in. We appreciate it. Minnesota State Fair, east end of the grandstand. If you're in Minnesota, the wife and the kids and other ministry team members are there even now handing out tracts. Go over, say hello, and please support this cause. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, I just want to thank Bradley for all he's doing to bringing awareness into the minds of people in our nation. We've lost track of what freedom looks like, what liberty looks like, and Bradley Dean is doing a great job of bringing that back to the masses. Bradley, keep up the great work.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, Hour 2, 1-866-582-9933. Just had my wife and my little 8-year-old out there on the front lines. You know what's sad, America, about that really quick? We do a daily email, literally to tens of thousands of people across the United States. And with that, we put the request out to come help, especially if you're in the state of Minnesota, if you so desire. We don't want to by force have someone there. We want them there because they want to be there. And folks, the excuses that people make so they don't have to serve the one that they profess that they love makes no sense to me. You know, the Bible tells us, and this is, by the way, why people, so many people miss out on the kingdom of God. You know, Jesus said, straight and narrow and difficult is the way. And when you take it over to, that's in Matthew 7. If you take it over to Jeremiah 29, 11 through 13, we find the Lord when we seek him with our whole heart. And the Bible tells us in Matthew 6, 33, to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto him. See, they want it, that people want all these things added unto them without giving their heart to the things of God. We're spent in the cause. But the excuses that we hear from people as to why they don't serve God is folks, they're undoing themselves. They're undoing their own eternity, and they're deceived into believing that they're saved. People miss the Lord because they go to him for his hand rather than his heart. Surrendering to the things of God means to surrender your all. And you can see Jesus through example after example. As a matter of fact, Mark chapter 10, verse 16, where the rich young ruler goes up to him and says, kneels down to him and says, Lord, what must I do to be saved? And what's the first thing Jesus said? A preacher of the circumcision, read Romans 13. Okay? Jesus was a preacher of the law, right? Because unto the Jews was giving the oracles of God, the moral law of God. And he said, you know the commandments to the rich young ruler. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not lie. Thou shalt not covet. The list goes on. And the rich young ruler tried to justify himself and say, well, listen, I've done all those things from my youth up. And Jesus looked on him who he loved. And I'm speaking to you right now. He looks on you in whom he loves, and he says, this one thing. And what he was saying is, this one thing that your heart is attached to more than me must go. And that's called idolatry. And when you read Exodus 20, the first commandment is, thou shalt have no other gods before me. And we're to follow the Christ. We're to emulate the Christ, 1 Corinthians 11:1, John 14:6, 1 Timothy 2:5. Right? Acts 4:12. The list goes on. We're to follow Christ as we bear our cross. See, people want to follow Christ at their own leisure. They want to do it their way. And I want to tell you something, friends. I know that there's famous songs out there right now by the likes of Elvis Presley and others, Frank Sinatra. I did it my way. I'm not a singer. I'm a drummer. Okay, just so you know. I did it my way. I did it my way. Yep. There's a lot of people in hell today that did it their way. And they thought they were going to heaven. Okay? Read Scripture thoroughly to understand what straight and narrow and difficult means. Jesus always goes to the one thing that holds you back. Let me give you a prime case and scenario. Had a guy... this is some time ago. Come into my office, and it's the Holy Ghost just quickened me right to this. And thank you, Lord. He's just so faithful to you, the listener, friends, let me tell you. But what's interesting about this guy is he came in, and he was talking about Jesus, and he was just throwing it out of his mouth frivolously. He was real sloppy about the way he was laying praise on the Son of God. He was saying it with no fear of God before him. And I just said to him, and it was the first thing that came to my heart, because he was talking about Joel Osteen. And it's interesting how many people, when they follow men, it's interesting how they believe that they're Christians. And I don't see in Scripture where I'm supposed to follow a man. I'm supposed to follow Christ. And by the way, that's why you have all these different denominations in the country, in the world. And it's the same thing in politics. You have all these party affiliations because you don't follow the rule of law that God gave. And neither do they. There's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end is death. He was talking about going back to this office situation with this guy coming in. He was a former drug dealer. I remember who he was at a distance. And he just ended up coming to the office one day, and he was talking about how he got saved. And I said, well, and I think he just voluntarily started talking about Joel Osteen, who's a heretic, by the way. He is a heretic. Remember, that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. And I remember him talking about Joel Osteen, and I just looked at him and I said, well, you know that no, and this is what just came out of my mouth. I said, do you know that no fornicator shall inherit the kingdom of God? He said, what's fornicator? I said, sex before marriage. I said, what are we on to? Folks, his face just went blank. See, he thought he was going to heaven, and he was in a sexual relationship. And I know we're talking to someone right now too, by the way. Read 1 Corinthians 6:9. No adulterers, not the effeminate. Fornicators, thieves, liars. Read 1 Timothy 1:9 as well. When you get a moment. Because this is who it applies to. Anybody that violates God's moral law, you have a reason to repent. Read 2 Corinthians 7:10 when you get a moment. But when I told him that, friends, he didn't want to talk anymore. He politely, fiendly, said he had to go. Never heard from him again. Nope, he didn't want to hear the truth. See, folks, it was this one thing that was holding him back from the kingdom of God. How many people are attached to sports, to their spouses? I remember Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, rightly said. He said that if you love your spouse more than you do God, he said you're going to kill him. He's exactly right. It's an idol before the living God. He must have your heart and your whole heart. Your mind, your soul, your strength. And then and only then can you love your neighbor as yourself. That's when you tell your neighbors the truth. Because remember, in Romans 13, right before Paul, the writer of the New Testament, two-thirds of it, started to talk about the moral law of God. And right before he did, what did he say? Love worketh no ill, because the law and the prophets and the fulfilling of the law is what, friends? Love. And that's why there's so little of it today. There's a counterfeit love. There's a counterfeit joy. There's a counterfeit fruits of the Spirit, which is found in Philippians, folks. It's preached without the Spirit, and the Bible tells us that the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. They don't have the Spirit, and yet they think they're going to heaven. The Bible says that the Son of Man bears witness to the truth. The Holy Ghost bears witness to the truth, not to the lie. And to he who hath the Son hath life. How many people that profess their Christianity have no life in the things of Christ? They have no desire. Matter of fact, I even had one guy. Remember this? He was a business owner in Minnesota here. And I was blown away when this guy said what he said to me. He said to me, Bradley, he goes, you know what? I really love the Lord. He goes, but I have no desire for his word. Whoa. When you hunger and thirst, and Jesus said you'll be filled with righteousness, let me ask you a question. What are you hungering and thirsting for? Every day of my life, my wife, my children, my ministry team will tell you, I don't care what day goes by. You will see Bradley at the table studying the Word of God out without fail. Why? Because he is the bread of life. I am hungering and thirsting for righteousness, and he promised me that I would be filled. See, it's not about me, it's about him. And it's about being found in him as I put him on, putting on the Lord Jesus Christ and making no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. And I know I'm ministering to someone, and that's why I'm just being led right now. These little bunny trails are feeding people, and this is what matters. Folks, get rid of the one thing that stands before you in giving the Lord your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. Because if you don't, you're undoing yourself. If you continue on the road that you're on without removing that idol, you're a fool for your pains. The whole heart. The whole heart. And if you're his daughter or you're his son, you can rest assured he'll make sure that that idol is driven far from you. The same way that he took the scourge of cords and overthrew the tables inside of the heart, so does the Holy Ghost inside of us. So there's nobody on the throne of your heart except the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and he who sits at the right hand forevermore. Blessed be his name, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Pope Francis arrived in Ireland this morning for the first papal visit since Pope John Paul II visited in 1979. Irish President Michael Higgins received Pope Francis at the presidential residence in Dublin. The Pope is expected to meet protests and outrage after Ireland was rocked by scandals exposing how the Church allowed decades of sexual and physical abuse of children. Francis is expected to meet with victims of abuse during his visit. Prime Minister Leo Varadkar hosted the Pope in Dublin Castle Saturday and said he hoped the Pope's visit would open a new chapter in the relationship between church and state in his country. The Prime Minister outlined the scandals that continue to haunt Catholics in his country and beyond.
Magdalene laundries, mother and baby homes, industrial schools, illegal adoptions, and clerical child abuse are stains on our state, our society, and also the church.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it, trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Half hour left, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We've been talking about, before these little bunny trails came about, folks, I always find that the bunny trails are always the best. In parallel, when you go into a restaurant, you have a huge menu in most cases, right? And you have several people coming in. And when these several people come in, they're not all ordering the same thing. They all don't need the same nourishment. They're all looking for something different. They're all hungry for something different. And they order accordingly. So it is when you have church. The Holy Ghost is feeding people that need to be fed. And when we get on these bunny trails, there's someone listening right now that needs to hear that. And I am faithful to that because I knew and I know that when I go to church, real church, folks, Holy Ghost filled men, I know that if I go hungry, I'm going to be fed. And I'll look at my wife and I'll say, that was for me. Yep, that was for me. That was for me. So those bunny trails are really important. And this is an issue of listening to what heaven has to say to men. Not so much as what men have to say to heaven, okay? Who are we to point our finger and give counsel to God in any sense of the word? No, we're the creation. He's the creator. Let's listen. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, Hebrews 11:1. Let's get back to Christmas and a carnival, okay? The media and corrupt politicians are handing your country off to them that mean to destroy you, period. It's a fact. Let's, folks, until we start calling it for what it is, nothing's going to change. And I was just highlighting the fact that Americans are clearly under attack by the CIA-controlled media. Bradley, why do you always say CIA-controlled media? Well, first of all, you know that they can't be trusted. Now, to go back to what you just asked me, here's an answer back. Dr. Udall Ufkat said the entire mainstream media is totally fake. Dr. Udall Ufkat said taught to lie to betray the people and not to tell the truth to the public. Dr. Udall Ufkat said the CIA gets control over all the majority of journalists. Now, it's interesting to note, because many people have the CIA in their minds as a bunch of people that are looking out for us, for the most part. But the fact of the matter is, nothing could be further from the truth. Back in 1947, the buck stops here, President. Mr. President Harry Truman said, had he known concerning the CIA, had he known that they would be the American version of the Gestapo, listen to the verbiage, friends, listen to the words, he knew exactly what he was talking about. Had he known back in 47 that the CIA would become the American version of the Gestapo, he would have had nothing to do with it. Okay? By the way, Dr. Udo Ulfkott was killed a year later, they said from natural causes. You know, natural causes to the media is when a guy shoots himself in the back of the head with a 12-gauge 3 and 4 times, right? They call that suicide today. John Stockton, former CIA official and author, said it is the function of the CIA to keep the world unstable. Folks, you talk to anybody without the United States that comes into the United States, they will tell you that your news and your resources are lying to you. Okay? Just so you know. It's the function of the CIA to keep the world unstable and to propagandize. Who said that? John Stockton, former CIA. Secondly, Americans are being played like a deck of cards through the circus of politics. We've talked about that in the past. Namely, by ill-designing politicians, political actors, friends, they are actors. But furthermore, if you want to talk about an actor, I don't know if you've taken the time to see the acting career of Donald Trump. And talking about being groomed, right? Working for special interest groups who are, in fact, attempting to hand this country over to a people that mean to destroy you. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 50. It's a fact. You're seeing it happen on a daily basis. It's manifesting, friends. And why is this happening? America's sin, lawlessness, 1 John 3, 4 as a whole, is finding her out. Read Numbers 32, 23. So there's no other place to look or nobody else to blame but to look to ourselves as to why America is where it is today. Hey, folks, if they're not holding the sword of the Spirit in their hand, Ephesians 6, 12, read the whole. Hebrews 4, 12, read the whole scripture. If they have not the sword of the Spirit, folks, they have a wooden blunt sword in their hands. They're there to reach out to carnal things for answers. And those answers can only come by God. They're looking out to the wrong people to give them the answers. Okay? They're fighting with a wooden blunt sword. They're worthless. And I want to tell you something, folks, and I'm getting real close to this. I've withheld a lot of good with the guy that I have in mind right now. A lot of good things that need to be said concerning how this guy is misleading the American people in so many different ways. Having preachers on his show talking about how these are my friends. Folks, they're the worst of prosperity preachers, and they're put up as preachers of the gospel of Jesus Christ on his show. I mean, it's ridiculous. This guy has people running after smoke and mirrors 24/7. And people think that for, let me put it this way. They heap up teachers to itch their itching ears, the Bible tells us. See, they want to be entertained. You're being entertained out of your freedoms. I'm about a half a step away from going after this guy. And if he keeps going down the same road, I'm going to go down the same road with him. I think he's done a lot of good things, but he's misled people in a lot of different ways by accepting things that God condemns on so many different fronts. Now, outside of the fact that the bad guys within and without that think, read Psalm 2, 1 through 5. Outside of the fact that the bad guys within and without that think that somehow they are having their way with this country and its people, read Isaiah 28, verse 18. They need to understand that they are being judged the same way that they think that they are being used to judge others. Did you know that? Did you know that? You know the bad guy? The bad guys behind the scenes and the ones that you know of? They think that they're having their way with you. What they don't know is they're being used to judge while they themselves are judging themselves, and they just don't know it. Look to Scripture, friends. You'll see that's the cycle of man. They think they're having their way. They're thinking that God has forgotten. No, 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 no. At the end of the day, you're going to be used to chastise, and if they don't want to listen to chastisement, then I'm going to judge them. And the people that are being used to judging them, that are being used to judge the people, at length they're going to go into judgment with them. It's a fact. Read Jeremiah 27, verse 6. So in the end, destruction to both. And again, this is the cycle of man. So again, why is this happening? Because Americans refuse to reform themselves by enforcing God's commandments against the wicked. That's why you're in trouble. Here, let me say that again. This is the whole of the matter. And I'm not talking about Ecclesiastes where it says, fear God. This is the whole of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandments. Okay? That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about this is everything you need to know in a nutshell. This is, in the end, the answer to bring about resolve when it comes to the wicked in this country. I'll say it again. Americans refuse to reform themselves before God. Americans refuse to enforce God's commandments against the wicked. Now, I know there's people out there right now just saying, what are you talking about, dude? Here, I'll say it so you can understand. Dude, or dudette. When you look at the back of the Supreme Court chambers, it has a picture of Moses with the two tablets in his hands. What does it say right under there? Dude, or dudette. Justice is the guardian of liberty. And if you don't keep God's commandments against the wicked, enforce the law against the wicked, which brings about judgment, you're going to lose your liberties. And that's why America is losing its liberties. I got to go on here. Not on my point. Setting up at the Minnesota State Fair this year, and this just took place a couple days ago, and this being the 13th year in a row, and in process, we were going through the gate and we were stopped by a police officer asking me to open up the back end of our van. I said, since when did I become the enemy? It offended me. I said, when did I become the enemy? He said, well, that we just randomly do this. He was really kind of a cocky, arrogant policeman that you don't like. And by the way, listen, if I speak to a police officer, and 9 times out of 10, they're cool cops. But if a cop talks to me insincerely, he's going to get it back. I don't care if he's a cop or not. Okay? He needs to understand he works for me. I don't work for him. And if he doesn't want to do his job, I'm going to make sure that he does his job with everything within myself. And people, you need to understand something here. You need to make, especially my skeptics, you need to make distinction between sedition and dissent. Let me say that again. Because what we're finding in America today, those that serve we, the people, have become seditious. Okay? And how can I liken that to make sense to somebody? Well, remember when Elijah was going in to confront King Ahab? And Jezebel, Jezebel's the one that told Ahab what kind of pants he was supposed to wear. Remember that? She wore the pants, right? Well, if that wasn't the case, she was telling him what pants to wear. And do you remember the corrupt king said to Elijah, the troubler of Israel? And Elijah set him straight and said to him, I'm not the troubler of Israel. It's not me that's forgotten my father's commandments. It's you that has forgotten the commandments of our fathers. And he's speaking to the fathers of the faith. Okay, I needed you to understand that. And again, make distinction between sedition and dissent. Because when we have corruption that operates in a seditious way, I'm going to dissent big time, and that's what I'm doing on the radio today. Okay, again, putting it into perspective, if they're not going to uphold the law, I am against them, if need be, lawfully. Okay? We're going to come right back to this, talking about Christmas and a carnival. I got to just kill it next hour, or next segment, forgive me. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
What I like most about Bradley Dean Ministries is that it doesn't really bother him if it would be offensive to someone or someone would take it the wrong way. He just very confidently always speaks the gospel.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at BYLN.co. That's BYLN.co.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, Hour 2, final segment. I was just talking about a police officer that asked to see in the back of my van while we were loading up at the Minnesota State Fair. It was 13 years in a row. Folks, a lot of people in the city know me. And regardless if I know them or not, they know who I am. And I just, this police officer said, can you open up the back of this van? And I said, "What? Do I look like the enemy?" And it offended me. It really did. And he said, well, we just do this randomly. In other words, he was saying in action that he had been given an unconstitutional authority to violate Americans, that's me and you, Americans at will, without due process of law. And that I was suspect as well as guilty until proven innocent. We have it backwards, friends. Read Isaiah 59. And apparently he hasn't taken the time to read the Bill of Rights, namely the Fourth Amendment. I read that during the first segment. Now, getting to my point, it's interesting to note that at the U.S. Stadium, now keep in mind, I was asked to open up the back of a van that I was driving during this particular time by a police officer. And yet, during the same time, the U.S. Stadium this last week, the local media sold American people in Minnesota the Super Eid, a Muslim holiday equated to our Christmas, said they. And see, folks, the Muslims equated it to Christmas because you got to keep in mind, as a little kid, when you can't take a pill, remember when mom used to break up the aspirin and put a little sugar on it? Well, that's what they were doing. Putting sugar on it makes it go down easier. And that's what they were doing. But the Super EID, Eid, and the Muslims were equating their holiday to that of Christmas, American version of Christmas. and then they were going to have a carnival that would ensue afterwards. I mean, who could refute this? I guess the good news was that they were not going to be sacrificing animals in the stadiums the way that they allegedly did in Fargo last year. What's interesting is yet the media didn't tell anybody about this event in Minneapolis until the night before. Robert Carrero reported the stealth Super Eid, the Muslim Feast of Sacrifice, national conference is set to take place at the U.S. Bank, the Minnesota Vikings Stadium, on August 21st and 22nd. And it will be, in fact, a national conference and not a Muslim prayer event at the Minnesota Sports Facilities Authority, in which they will tell you that if you ask them, why isn't this event listed on their website? Yes, you heard me right. Did you know that this Super Eid event by the Muslims, by the way, they promoted it as 50,000 people coming into the United coming into Minnesota. I have friends that are police officers throughout the United States. I have friends in my backyard. So I began to contact my friends that are police officers, and I asked them if they seen any unusual activity or an influx of Muslims coming through the airport. They see nothing, okay? Remember, the enemy wants you to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. But on the other hand, don't be ignorant about it, because I believe that there's many more Muslims in the United States, because men have fallen asleep under the new administration, than we're being told statistically by the State Department, okay? But again, this event went on at the U.S. Bank Stadium without one word being told to the people in Minnesota until the night before. And the only reason they told anybody about it the night before is because we already blew it in the wind. They had to cover themselves, and it's exactly what they did. This short notice, the Super EID website, has also applied to the dubious and concerning list of speakers at the conference. Not a Muslim prayer get-together as advertised, including that of Keith Ellison, as well as the actual number of expected attendees. Again, they promoted it as 50,000. I don't believe there's more than 3,000 people both days. And they kept switching the numbers around. That's important. Though people say it's not, yes, it is. The list of speakers for this massive Feast of the Sacrifice are extremely radical and dangerous Muslim speakers in the United States, as well as our own Minnesota embarrassment, our No Borders promoter, No Justice, No Peace, race-baiting, accused serial domestic violence perpetrator, Congressman keynote speaker Keith Ellison. By the way, inextricably connected with CARE, the Nation of Islam, MASS, and the Muslim Brotherhood. This is happening in the United States. Matthew Vadim reports, as Islamic leaders with ties to terrorism addressed them, thousands of Muslims chanted the jihadist battle cry, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, at taxpayer-funded U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis yesterday as a part of a huge celebration of the Muslim festival of animal sacrifice known as Eid al-Adha. One media estimate put the size of the crowd at 30,000, so now it went from 50 to 30, and then they went down to 20, and it still didn't hit more than 3,000. Just to show you how the media works. Allahu Akbar is not an innocuous phrase. It's generally the last thing victims of Muslim terrorists around the world hear as their lives are cut short at the hands of groups like Islamic State or Al-Qaeda, which is created, by the way. The phrase means God is greater, but there is more to it. It is a cheer that goes back to the still celebrated Muslim slaughters of Jews at Kabar in 628. It means the Muslim deity, Allah, is greater than the religious of those vanquished by Islam. It is an active, actionable threat to all non-Muslims in a belligerent statement of Islamic supremacy. Daniel Greenfield writes, Allahu Akbar isn't merely associated with terrorist attacks. It's the reason for those attacks. Muslims kill non-Muslims to prove that Allahu Akbar, that Allah is greater than the religions of their victims. Allahu Akbar is the motive for their Islamic terrorism. If that was true, I just got a question for you. If God is God, then why did you leave your country? Because when you look at their country's friends, they're completely desolate. They're ruined. That's what they've done. And by the way, they're bringing their culture with them. Just ask Germany. Just ask France. Just ask the UK. Just ask Canada. Now, America, you can begin to tell your own story if you turn and look the other way. Now, what does the media do? Instead of the media exposing and tearing down the facade, what do the useful idiots do? Well, they simply play down anyone that dared tell the truth by calling the whistleblowers and watchmen, Ezekiel 33, 1 through 9, haters, bigots, and racists. I'm sure, America, you've caught on to this now. You've caught on to this, forgive me. The media is diverting attention from the fruit of these people and what it is that their intentions truly are. Matter of fact, they had one girl standing outside of this Super Eid at the U.S. Bank Stadium in Minnesota here last week. Megan Casey holds a sign welcoming Eid worshipers in an attempt to counteract fearful or suspicious social media posts about the event. In other words, the media is selling you out along with corrupt politicians to those that mean to destroy you. Not one word of opposition. This girl said, I've never been given so many hugs in all of my life, she says. She rounded up a posse and stationed herself at the stadium entrance because of some of her Muslim neighbors, because they had been concerned about the rhetoric that they had seen online, dire warnings about creeping Sharia law, terrorism, animal sacrifice, and cryptic references to taxpayer dollars. In other words, what they're saying, America, don't look to the lands that are being plundered right now. Don't look to the nations that are being plundered right now. Don't look to the history of the Muslims, friends, that they plundered in the past. Let the Muslims tell you what the corrupt politicians and corporate media will not tell you. All one has to do is look to their Quran. This is what they say, regardless of what I say and regardless of what the media today says to you. The Quran, chapter 2, verse 191. This is the Muslims. This is what they're feeding on. And slay them wherever you come upon them, and expel them from where they expelled you. Persecution is more grievous than slain, but fight them not by the holy mosque until they should fight you there. Then, if they fight you, slay them. Such is the recompense of unbelievers. How did they sell themselves? It's Christmas. A carnival ensuing. What is the media doing? Putting them in a favorable light every single step of the way. Quran, chapter 3, verse 28. Let not the believers take the unbelievers for friends rather than the believers. For whoso does that belongs not to God in anything unless you have a fear of them. God warns you that you beware of him, and God, unto God is the homecoming. Wow, this is craziness. How come the media is not telling you this, America? And prepare against them whatever you be able of power and of steeds of war by which you may terrify the enemy of Allah, and your enemy and others besides know them who you do not know but whom Allah knows, and whatever you spend in the cause of Allah will be fully repaid to you and you will not be wronged. Wow, America. So all you got to do is look to their scriptures, because the media is trying to put them up as, well, this is just Christmas and there's a carnival afterwards anyways.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.